You were holding Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on top. In the middle of the Shalom now, then our Mishnah, we had a Machlokes that according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, he holds Efshel Letzamtzem even B'day Shemayim. And the Mishnah's case was a Rochel gave birth to two Zchorim at the same time. So we have a right to tell that both of them came out the exact same second, and therefore both of them have Kedushas B'chor on them. The Shalom is Rabbanon Agrin of Yosi Haglili. They held no. They held E Efshel Letzamtzem, meaning it's not possible for both of them to come out the exact same second. So for sure, one came out a drop before the other, and only one of them is Kaddish. So we came out through the B'day Shemayim, there we hold E.F. Shalat Samsim. The Shalom of Gemara was, according to Rabban and Shita, what's going to be B'day Yodim? If a person goes to measure it out or to do things the exact same time, is it possible for a person to do it? By there, we'll give birth by itself. We're not doing it. It's happening by itself, like B'day Shemayim. So there, maybe we can't tell to say exactly it happened the same time. But maybe the person goes to measure something, it's possible to measure both the same thing to make Efshel Letzamtzem. That's the shal according to Rabbanin, what's the lach of B'diyodim? The last case was about Tarshimad, the last Gemara was, Nimsa Mechubim Bechnei Ayoris. You find the mace outside in between two cities, so it says lach of Shteyim Eviyu Shtey Agolis. Give a Rebbeleza. Both, each city has to bring its own Egla Rufa. So my time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum Diksova B'day Yodim Efshel Letzamtzem. That we hold B'day Yodim, meaning here, where we go down and measure it, it's possible to say that yes, it's an exact measurement that this mace is equal exactly in between the two cities. And also with Darshan the Pesach of Kroivav, the Afilu Kroivis, that it's possible to have two cities close to the mace that both have to bring an Egla Rufa. So we're here to remind that B'day Yodim with the Efshel Letzamtzem. And the other meaning was that Yisra Reb Lezer goes according to Rabbanan Sheet of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, no lie, it could be Reb Lezer, he's the top of the Yudkes of Rav now, Tatei Reb Lezer, Sovlok Reb Yosei Glili. But maybe Reb Lezer holds like Reb Yosei Glili Sheet in the Mishnah. The Yom that he holds Efshel Letzamtzem B'day Shemayim. He's called the Toshachem B'day Yodam. For sure then B'day Yodam he holds Efshel Letzamtzem. So there wouldn't be a good proof from Reb Lezer. You want to know, according to the Rabban, that arguing the B'yosek Lili, the whole day B'day Shemayim, we owe the Efshel Letzamtzem, what's going to be B'day Yodam? Nothing more says, Neimek Tanoi. Let's say it's a Machlokes Tanoim, if you owe the Efshel Letzamtzem or not. That's the Havamina. What's the Machlokes Tanoim over here? But it says, Nimtze Mechubin Ben Shtei Ayoris. If you find the mace in between two cities, Selehoi Yorfim, there's no Denegla Ruf, you don't bring it at all. We have Lazarai Menol, Shtei Mevias, both cities bring it, Shtei Agolas, and each one brings one, like two Agolas have to be brought. So what's the Machlokes? My love, isn't it, that the Baal Kemitzel is the Machlokes over here. The Tanakam is Sov Efshel Letzamtzem. It's Efshel Letzamtzem, you don't know exactly that it's not in between both cities, for sure it's closer to one. So Rashi says, Hilkar, therefore, so you often don't bring another roof at all. The Halacha Samaris, Ani Ein Kroivi, each city has a right to say, I'm not the closer one, the other one is closer. So Mashmak, it's a Sotrik, and Vas, it's a Shalat, the Abachim, to bring the Korban or not, and Dina Momnis, who would say, like a Mois Mechoy, or Obaraya. Then a Sotrik, each one is the Havmin, it would be proper for bringing the Korban. And Reb Lezer Sova, no, Efshel Letzamtzem. It's possible to be Mitzamtzem, that both are exactly, this mace is in between both cities, and therefore, the din is like Rashi says, the kroiva, filu kroivais, even by both cities, then we'll have to bring the egle rufa. So that's the machlokes. Samar says, no, but tizbur, this is a good svarah. Samar says, but tizbur, like, is this really the svarah, the machlokes? Eek, sabatanakam, if the tanakam really holds, that e efshel letzamtzem, it's not possible to be, that we can know it's exactly smack in the middle. But so really it's closer to one. If so, amol, amalahoy, orphan, what's the svarah to say that both of them are potom? They should have to bring one egel, b'shutfis, not to bring a b'shutfis, partners, these two cities, and the yisro to make a tanai. The Iraqi says, they make a tanai to say that if it's the right side, if the city on the right side is the one that has to bring it, so one on the left side will be moichel that portion to the right side, and it'll be the right side's carbon. And if the one on the left side, that's the real city that's closer. So one on the right side will be Meichel there, Chelik, in this Korbin, in this Egla, and the Egla Rufa, to the other one. So how can you say that Pot Lagam, Melechurat, is a Badi Chiv here? So Manashav, let them both be Mekayim Dechayiv. Elo must be Lahani Tanoi, countries, both these Machot, both these Tanoim, Hatayi, Vila, the Kuli Yama, both of them hold, that Efshel Letzamtzem. it's possible that we could know exactly, to measure it out exactly, that this mace is really in between both cities exactly. So what's the machlokes then? Well, the machlokes is the kroiv of loy kroiv is kemiflagi. Shalom, how do we dash in the plus? When the pasuk says that the city that's closest to the mace has to be in the egla rufa. The Tanakam holds kroiv of loy kroiv. Only if one city is closer to the mace does that city have to bring the egla rufa. But when you have two cities involved, then you put that there's no denegla rufa. That's called kroiva v'loi kroivois. And v'reb leza sabano, kroiva v'afilu kroivois. Even though you have two cities just as close, still, because we're going now, actually, it's the same. So the lacha is, both cities have to bring it. So that's the machlokes over here. So Kopa the Gemara says now, my heavier law, what's the maskon again? Within our first shal, according to the Rabbanin. Do they hold in our Mishnah, actually, it's the same, by the Yodamanat? So Omar Rav Chiyah, Bar Avin, Omar Rav Amram, Tono, we learn like this. Nimtza Mechuvim Ben Shtei Ayoris, if you find the mace right smack in between the two cities, Rav Lozavayim Shtei Mevias Shtei Agolas. Both cities, both of them have to bring an Agola, each one has to bring one. The Chachom Mechom say, Yaviyu Egla Achas Beshutfis. No, both the two cities bring one with partnership. The Yisn, not to make a tenai, they make a condition, like we said, that if the first one, if the right side one is the one closer, then the left side one is the mechel to them, and the opposite way. So now, let's see. My kasav rabbonim, what's the shant of rabbonim here, what do they hold? E kasav rabbonim hold, the yefshel, it's something, that it's possible that this mace, when we measure it out, could really be right smack in the middle, so both the cities are just as close. U kroibav, I feel a kroibav, the osnash in the posik. And not only one city close, even two cities also have a chiyuv to bring it. If so, leisi tarti, so that lechur each city should have to bring his own egla rufa. How could he only bring one b'shutris? Should have to have two of them. Vi kroivo, v'loi kroivo. Selamayim midashin apostle kroivo, and not kroivo. It's only one, and not when two cities are involved. If so, afilu chod leleisi, not even one you shouldn't bring. So kohen achom, you should have been prata, not have to bring one b'shutris. El alav, isn't it? Shmamin, we have a proof that kasabri rabbonin rabbonin hold yeshul et samsim. It's impossible to have an exact measuring that this mace is smack in the middle, and therefore what's closer to one of them, just we don't know which one, and therefore you have to bring one b'shutfis. So the proof is that through the b'day yodom. So you see, even b'day yodom also rabbonin hold yeshul et samsim. Shmamin, that's a good proof. So coming out now, according to Yosef, Lili Hiyot, Eshlet Samsim, both B'day Shemaim and B'day Yodim. And according to the Rabbanan, they argue in both cases, Eshlet Samsim, us B'day Yodim, we can measure, we can tell the two things are exactly alike, not when there's a later, when two kids come out at the same time, like B'day Shemaim, and not even we go to measure it, our measuring is not exactly, we can't have it both to be exactly. Now it says, Rav Tafra Noyme, HaKoyin Boru Le'asa Yofa. It says in the Mishnah, so according to Chachamim, only one of the two is Kedushas Bechor. We don't know which one. Again, with the Rachel gave birth to two at the exact same time. So according to Chachamim, only one of them is Kaddish. So which one do we give the Kohen? So it's a Machlokes. If Tafron says our Kohen gets the better one. So my time, what's the reason? The Chur of the Kashmir is really the Yisrael. He should hold on to it. Because there should be Yisrael of HaMoitzim HaKavir all over Rayim. Like the Kohen wants to take it away from the Yisrael, so the Chur of the Kohen has the right, the Yisrael has the right to say, go bring me a proof that the better one is the Kohen. So how come Rav Tarfin says the Kohen has the right to choose the better one? So there it says, my friend Rav Tarfin, Kesavri Yolz, Ohu Debori, Nova Bereshit, the Svarad Fed, the stronger one, the healthier one, came out first, like he pushed his way through first. So therefore the Svarad Fed, the healthier one, the bigger one, that's really the Bechor. Now Rabbi Kiva Roim and Mishamnin. Rabbi Kiva says no, we have to value between them. We'll see soon. It means to say that the Kochosh goes to the Kohen. The weaker one goes to the Kohen. Omer Rabbi Kiva Rab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Ha'koye noita kachusha. What Rabbi Kiva meant to say by Mishamnin means to say the Kohen takes the weaker one. Omale Rabbi Kiva Rab, or Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Kiva also about Rabbi Yechanan. I vonan Mishamninon benayim tenan. Much we have to value both of them. Which is mashma, we have to see how much both of them are worth. The mashma yachleku, that we divided up in between equally. So how could you say the Kohen gets the weaker one? Or Malay said back to him like this, Adi Yechalta Kafnaisa Bavovil, like up until you keep on eating this fancy dates and Bavovil, Rashi said, until you fill yourself up, Tagminu, I already explained it, May Seifa, I bring my own proof, what's the Tran of Kiva from the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Tani Seifa says in the Seifa, May Sachad Mehem, let's say one of these two die, so in the case again where one goes to the Kohen, one goes to the Israel, so Rabbi Tafan Nam Yachloikum, Kafan said you divide equally, Yachloikum. Rabbi Kiva Raymond no Hamaitsa Mechavari Olavaraya, Mashma, the Israel is the Muchzik, and therefore you have a suffix which one goes to the Kohen, if anyone goes to the Kohen, the Israel that's a Muchzik, he has a right to say to the Kohen, you bring me a proof. So when one of them died, the Israel has a right to say it's the Kohen that died, and he has a right to hold on to the other one. Now, the Yisakot, I did you to tell me and think, Misham Nebeneyem, that means to say according to Rabbi Kiva, Tichi Hadodi, that it's equal, means the value both of them, and they have to divide up the price equally. If so, the Chiyadadi Pligi, they argue, they divide up equally. It's Achinami Liflok Gaviadad here also. Where one of them died, so the one that's alive also, we should divide it up equally between the Kohen and the Israel. Ela, so it's a proof now that according to the Kiva, you say Hamaitim Mechaveh Lomaraya. If so, Ela Mai Mishamin, what does it mean to say? Shumin Yebineim. That means there's a value in between us. The Yom Le'el Kohen, that the Israel has a right to say back to the Kohen. I see Raya de Bechoru B'Shakom. You go bring me a proof that the live one now belongs to you and take it. But Kozman, you can't bring me a proof. The Israel is Muslim, he has the right to hold on to it. So the ratio also, Mishamnin means that the Israel gets the better one, and the Kohen can't take only the Kochosh, the weaker one. Now it says the Mishnah of Yashen, the second one, Yirorach Yistoivu V'chai B'matonis. Again, the din is the Mishnah where both of them gave birth at the same time. So we all EF Shalitam same. So we all only one has Grishas Bechor. So one goes to the Kohen, and the other one stays by Israel. But even the one that stays by Israel is also a Suffolk. Maybe that's the Bechor. So he has to wait until it becomes a Ba'amun, and then he's on Yishal and Dinim Mamas. He has to give it to the Kohen or not. Then we say, rather, he has the right to hold on to it. Now, if the Mun happens, he could eat it when he goes to Shechtit. Does he have to give Matonis or not? At the Kamer may hold Yichayim in the Matonis. Means to give to the Kohen this royal lechiyayim v'keiva, and Rabbi Yossi holds yipata. So Moshe says, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's this one in the Tanakam of Rabbi Meir? Why does he say yichayiv? So Rabbi Yossi Rechman says, hoyu v'kohen v'olav mishnei tzadim. The Kohen comes to complain now, like Mamanashach. He has two ways to complain, to say he has a right to get the matonis, the two tzadim, two ways. To Yomle, the Kohen says to Yisrael like this, if the one you're holding on to is really the Bechor, then couldn't be the who? Then the whole thing belongs to me. Like a Bechor is a matnas kun, you have to give the whole thing to the Kohen. Elamai, why do you hold on to it? Eloi Bechoru, Elamai, you're holding on to it because you have a right to say maybe it's not a Bechor. So if it's not the Bechor, then have li matanis minei. Then for sure it's only chulin, and you have a chiv to give me the matanis. That's a svar of Meir, that even though it's a suffix, whether it's a Bechor or not, for sure you have to give the matonis, the zeroy of lechayim v'kevah, to the Kohen. Now the question is, Rabbi Yossi, my time, how can Rabbi Yossi says, Yipot l'chur, Rabbi Meir is right, Yibola v'shnei tzadim. So my answer is, Omer Rav, Rabbi says, the story of Rabbi Yossi is, that also, Shein ha-zeichot k'zeichom, even though the Kohen was not zeich in the Bechor, we look as if the Kohen was really zeich in the Bechor. Now let's say the one that Yisrael is holding on to, even though it's about Mumna, let's say that was really the Bechor. So it looked as if the Bechor really went to the Kohen, and the Kohen said to Yisrael, you know what, I'll sell you back my Bechor. So the Kohen gives the Bechor now to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael like pains him with the other animal. So therefore, the Afrikat Leimotel Yodei, even though this Bechor, the one Yisrael's holding, really did not come to the hand of the Kohen yet, but we look as if Midrabonan command the Motel Yodei. It's as if this one, the one the Yisrael is holding, like maybe really that's really the Bechor. So look as if the Yisrael gave it to the Kohen already. And the Zavdin Yisrael, now the Kohen sold it back to Yisrael, the Mum, and it has a Mum. And that's the Locha, the Kohen receives the Bechor. And after it becomes a Bamum, he sells it to Yisrael, that Yisrael is proper from the Matanis. Here also, even though they divide it up, the Kohen gets one and the Yisrael gets one, but the one the Yisrael gets, we have right to look at it as it's a Manashach. That if it was really the Bechor, we look as if it came to the Rishus HaKohen, and the Kohen sells it back to the Yisrael, the Schar, he can keep the other one. So therefore, Nitzata say was really a Bechor, he's Potter from Atonis. So therefore, since it's a Sofer, whether it's the Bechor or not, from an Sofer, the Yisrael has the right to send it back to the Kohen, Hamreitzu Mechavere Olavarai. Oh, Malay Reblozer, Blozer, like this now. Hakol Moedim, both Kohenayim of Yosef, both agree, Pesofet Bechor, Shein Chalipin, Biyat Kohen. In the case, let's say, where Rochel gave birth to a Zochran and a Keva, and we have a Sofer, which one came out first? So, Lochuriz, you have to be Mafresh. The Bechor, the Yisrael has to wait until it becomes a Bamum, and then he could eat it. So, in such a case, that's called by a Bechor, a Sofet Bechor, Shein Chalipin, Biyat Kohen, that the Kohen doesn't get anything for sure, Shechai the Matonis. In such a case, then, that the Yisrael has to give at least the Matonis to the Kohen. Why? Because here there's no Kamisha Zochadami. There's only one Sotik Bechor that Yisrael is keeping. So the Kohen has the right to send a Monoshach. In the Anatad, it's a Bechor, Yomi, the whole thing. Elamai, why are you keeping it? Because maybe it's Chulin. If it's Chulin, then you also owe me the Matonis. So, Marissa, let's see. Hakel Moidiman. Who is the Gemara saying now that who's Rav Loza saying that Akol Mod, everybody agrees that Yechayiv? The who Rav Yosi? I mean, even Rav Yosi agrees you have to give the Matonis. But the Gemara Pshita, of course, Av Kadloi Kapot Rav Yosi Yosemel the Chalipin Biyat Kain. When does Rav Yosi say you put it for the Matonis in our mission only because there's a Chalipin Biyat Kain? Like we just said, there are two animals involved in the Bechayiv here, where this Rochel gave birth to two Sechorim. Here we say that the Yosu Shein is Zeicha Kazeicha. We look as if the one that the Yisrael has, as if he was running Zeicha to the Kohen gives it back to him. Avalein Chalipim Biyat Kohen, of the Kohen, there's only one Bechor involved, and the Kohen has nothing, Loi, then Shitu of Yosu would agree that you have to give the Matonis of that name to the Kohen. Now, what's your blood is Chiddish? Skmar says, yes, there is a Chiddish. Because otherwise, now the time I would have thought to say, time with Rabbi Yosi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosi why he says that Yechayiv in the Matonis, the Kesava, maybe Yosi swears like this. Why Rabbi Yosi doesn't mean you put him in the Matonis? I would have thought the same maybe because he holds it to Gzeiro. Because the Mechayiv is like the Matonis, if the din is you really have to give the Matonis to the Kayin, it's also later they give the Avodah. Like if it's a Gzeiro, we're afraid. Like really, this Behema, the soul's holding on to it, really is something to her. He's not allowed to share off the wool, or he can't work with it. So that he has to be mak benatzel. And if you're going to tell the lochuriz, you have to give the matonis to the kohen, he'll come to think that's really a behemoth chulin, and he'll come to be goizav and work with it. So if I would have thought to say, afagav the enchlikum biat kohen, even though the kohen does not have one in his hand, this is the only one suffered before by the Israel, maybe also a Jesus would hold that you put them in a matonis. Is Kamash Ruan, that's the Kiddush of Rambleza, know that the only reason why Yosi holds the pot in the Mishnah is because there are two payments involved. And we look as if the coin was Zeichu in the Bechor, and he sold it back to the Yisrael. But in a case where there's only one Bechor involved, even Rav Yosi agrees that the Yisrael has to give the Matonis to the coin because it's a Manashach. Either the payment is a Bechor, so really the coin deserves everything. The reason why the Yisrael is holding on to because he has a right to say, maybe the Nekeva came out first, and this is not a Bechor. So also then you Yimachri with the Matonis. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, in this case, there's only one Sofet Bechor, you would have the Chiyuv to give the Matonis. Now the Gemara says, Omi Motzit Amr, is it possible to say like this, that what's the half minute to say, that according to Rabbi Yosi, the Tam is Mishum Gzeiro, of Avuda, Mishum Gizu, Vavoido, for the moment, Mishum Gizu, what Tony says, let me say it like this. Shari Rabbi Yosi, it says, the next Mishnah says in the Sefer, Rabbi Yosi used to say, Shari Rabbi Yosi, Yemel, that Kol Shechlipim, Biyat Kohen, Potem, and Amatonis, that Kol Zaman, the Kohen has the other one in his hand, that's like the Chalipim of the one the Yisrael has, therefore the Yisrael is Potem, and Amatonis. And Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Chalipim, Biyat Kohen. And Rabbi Meir holds no, still Rabbi Meir Mechayiv. So what's Mashmah clearly that Chalipin the Yad Kohen in? When does the Yosi say that you put them in Matonis only when there's two Bechoros involved, two Behemoths involved, and there is one by the Kohen? Like we said before, even the one by Yisrael will look as if the Kohen was Zeichrin already, and he sold it back to the Yisrael, the Tzchar of the other one that the Kohen has. But ain't Chalipin the Yad Kohen loy? But if there's no second one involved by the Kohen, then we do not say you put them in a matonis. So what's the problem in the Pesach according to Abiyas? It's exerutic halacha. It says clearly here, Mishum Chalipim Biyat Kohen. So when it says no, the Havmin is like this. Mal the Tema would have thought to say that Rabbi Yossi Lidvorot Rabbi Meir, you call Malay. Rabbi Yossi is speaking about this for Rabbi Meir and saying like this. Lididi, according to me alone, Rabbi Yossi could be Afilu Ein Chalipim Biyat Kohen. Even when the Kohen does not have another one in his hand, the Mechayv is still the Matonis still. Maybe Rabbi Yossi's story is that the reason why we're not Mechayv him to give Matonis, because if we would, they were afraid of Xerom, maybe the son will come to work with it and take off the wool. Therefore, Midrabbana, we tell him he's Pata Minamatonis. Maybe that's Rabbi Yossi's story. Just Rabbi Yossi is saying back now with the Doch, but according to you, Rabbi May, that you do not make such a Xerom, but I call upon him idly, please admit to me, Miyu, that Heichod the Chalipim Biyakain. In the case where there are two behemoths involved with the Sophic Bechor, so the Kohen has one and the Yisrael has one, in such a case the Yosu, Shein is Lech Gezeicha, which he considers as if the one that's beyond Yisrael now was already given over to the Kohen, and the Kohen gave it back, sold it back to the Yisrael, the Sky the one he's keeping. So that's what Yosu is telling about for Rabbi Meir, that you should agree to me in the case where there are two involved, that you put up in the Matonis. And that is, Yomel Rabbi Meir, Meir says back, no, I don't know from that Sfar, I don't know from Asu Kohen, Yisrael Gezeicha Domi, that no, the one the Yisrael is holding right now never came to the Kohen. So therefore the Yisrael has a right to say, therefore the Kohen has a right to come to Mishnei Tzadot in the same Manashach, you have to give me the Matonis of that Behema. But maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Xeridik Halacha, so that's why we need the blood to tell us no, that Rabbi Yossi agrees that in the case where there's only one Behema involved in the Sfar Bechor, that even Rabbi Yossi would agree, you put your Chayiv in the Matonis. Now the Yom Rapha says, Hakel Moedin, everybody agrees, the Sophic Maisa. We have a case of Maisa, Behem, where you counted your 10 Behemoths, and you counted the 10th one. And that 10th one now jumped back into the corral, got mixed up with other Behemoths. So any one of those Behemoths is now a Sophic, if it's the Maisa one or not. The luck of such a case is, put them in a Matonis, that the Yisrael, the Kerit, if the Mumai does not have to give the Matonis to the Kohen. So Mor says, Hakel Moedin, everybody agrees, man, who is it? Rabbi Meir, he's according to Rabbi Meir, even though Rabbi Meir says now Mishni Chayv in the Matonis, here you be put. The more pshit, of course. Av kamloi kum mechayv Rabbi Meir yosem el besafik bechor. Only by besafik bechor there does Rabbi Meir say that you have to give the Matonis. Why? Hoy lo bo lo kayim Mishnei Tzadim, like we said before, because the kayim comes with a tain mamonashach. Either it's a bechor, you have to give it to me, or else it's chulun, you have to give it the Matonis. Av, but in the case of besafik meisir loy, of a Sophic Maisa, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. The locker of Maisa is becomes a Balmum, the Yibayl of the Yisrael keeps it. So does Nomu Manashach. So therefore, since it's a Sophic, the maybe have Kedushas Maisa around it, so therefore the Yisrael is put from the Matanis. What do you have to tell it to me for? Smor says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say that a time with Rabbi Meir, you know Rabbi Meir says, now Mishnah, why you chayim in the Matanis? It's not because of Shnei Tzadim, but maybe there's a Svar of Loi Tishtakach. Teres Matonis, that Rabbanim always wants to give the Matonis, that you should never forget about these halachas. So I would have thought to say that Afilu Sophic Maisa Nami. Even we have a Sophic Maisa Behema, also, because the Svarah Shlatish Takah, you should not forget about Mitzvah's Maisa Behema, so we say you have to give Maisa Behema. So Kamashma Tachidish, no, we don't have this Svarah. So that's what Tachidish just said, that Sophic Maisa is Pato Minabchor. Mar says, Omimot says, Armatok is a possible to say that was the Svara of Rabbi Meir, because of Shlatish Takach, Vokhtoni Sefer says clearly a Sefer, Sher Rabbi Yossi Yoy Mekosh, Shechlifim Biyad Koyin, Potem in the Matonis. Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Meir is Mechayiv. It says clearly over there, the whole Machloikis is, where the Chlifim Biyad Koyin, not Biyad Koyin. Mash has nothing to do with Shlatish Takach, Teres, or Matonis. So Mar says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, Rabbi Meir really maybe holds our philosophic Maisa Mechayiv. Even by Sophic Maisa Behem also. Any Sophic we have, maybe you always have to give the Matonis. Because that's like Shlatish Kachli. You should not come to forget about the lochas of giving the Matonis to the Kohen. V'ho de Mifligi the Chalipin. How come they argue in the case of Chalipin, where there are two animals involved in the Bechor, that one goes to the Kohen, one goes to the Israel? That's why it says the machleik is if we have two involved. But maybe afilu heicha the kain bav, maybe the chiddush of Yosi is the potter. Afilu heicha the kain bol of mishnei tzadim. That even that's the chiddush, even though the kain has a right to say mamonoshach, you should have to give the matonis. Still, Rav Yosi's svar is no. Also, shein asof a kesocha dami that you potter for the matonis. But maybe according to Rav Meir, the reason why yechayiv is because every suffering there's a new svar so tishtaka teres matonis. And then the sword would be even by a sophic meister also should have to give the matonis. That's the chiddush here now that Moedi Rabbi Ramei agrees that by sophic meister, since there's no shneit stodim, that here we say a meister mechaber all over raya and the sword is potter and give the matonis. And we do not say Ramei's sword is that shlotish takach, no, that we're not afraid about. Since all over you have to give the matonis, this royal lechayim came to the kohen. It's only here by sophic meister that you potter. Because the svar is a meisachel over raya, because maybe really it's a meisah, so therefore here we don't say you'll forget about the mitzvahs of meisah beima, therefore you put off from the matonis. The other Mishnah says, meisachet mehem, what's going to be if one of these animals died, again where two, a rochel gave birth to two schor at the same time. So we hold the yesh letzamtzim, only one is kaddish, so one goes to the kohen, one goes to the Yisrael. What's going to be if one of them dies? So Rav Tafanon Yechloik Vam says you have to divide up the two. So the question is, Ama Yechloik, why do we divide up the one that's alive now between both of them? Next, let's see, Isham and Mayis, the Kohenu. Rav Tafanon was the one before that said that the Kohen has the right to pick the bigger one, the fatter one. And the swear was because the fatter one comes out first, he was the Bechor. If so, Vay Dika the Balabayis. If the fatter one died, so the one that's alive belongs to the Balabas. Vikachash Mayis, and if the weaker one died, so we know then that the Balabayis Mayis, the Balabas is the one died. Vayadika the Kohen, the one that's alive, now should go to the Kohen. So I could have Tafan say Achloiku, why is it Achloiku? We should know clearly, let's look which one died. The Morasat and Achnami, Omer Rabbi Ami, Chazah by Rabbi Tafan. The Tafan Taka retracted from his Svara. And we did not say for sure that the fatter one came out first, but the Rabbi Taka is a Suffolk. And therefore, in a Suffolk, we always say Achloiku. It's always divided up equally. That's the Chazor of Rav Tarfin. But the Kiva Manoan says, HaMoitzi Mechavei Lavarayi, he says no, that HaMoitzi, just like it says in the ratio, that the Kohen only gets the Kochish, the weaker one, because the Yisrael has a right to say, bring me a proof to get the better one. So also, when one dies, the Yisrael's the Muchzik, he has a right to hold on to it, and he says back to the Kohen, you bring me a proof that you, that mine died. Samar says, Amr Rav Chiyah, the Marshal of Rav Tarfin, the example of Rav Tarfin's case that he says no, Yisrael Achleiku is that Lama Davidainer, how is this like? Lishnaim Shavkidu Eitz Araya, that two people gave their animals to a Raya, to a shepherd to watch, and one of them dies by the shepherd in the case where he's potter, he was a Shemachinam, and it dies beyond it that he's potter. Shemaniach Raya Benayim, the Raya just has to put down now the Mason Nechai in front of them, Umestalik, and he goes away, since there's no Muchzik here, so Pshitu Yisrael Achleiku. That's Rav Tarfin's story also, that we say Achleiku. What's the right to Rabbi Kiva? What's the example of Rabbi Kiva? Lamad of the like Lamad of Adayna. Where Reuven goes to his friend Shimon and tells Shimon, please watch one of my axes. And then Shimon has an axe also, and one of the two dies. That Shimon has a right to say back to Reuven, listen, I'll tell you, yours died, and mine is still alive. I'm a muchzik right now. Ah, you say the opposite way, so you have to bring a proof. That's why it's called Hamaitz Mechaver all over Raya. So the Gemara says, true, and what's the Machlekes though between Rabbi Kiva and Reb Tarfin? That Rabbi Kiva, Polig, Vishnaim, Shefkid, Reitz, Raya, Shemniach, Raya, Mestalek. You know, the question is, would Rabbi Kiva argue in such a case? No. And Reb Tarfin, when he argued, Polig, Viecha, Shefkid, Reitz, Balabayas, Avada, no, let's both agree that if the Balabas is a Muchzik, that his hand is all Yeno, he has the right to say to the Kohen, you bring your proof that the mace, that the chai is yours. Like this, the Yisrael keeps it. And in case where he's not a muchzik, where it's biyad shlish by third person, you say achleiku. So again, what's the machleikus then? So Mar says, I'm a rabbi, I'm like this, v'itemir ha-papa. Ha-kohen, but everybody agrees, taka. That v'shnaim shefkidu eitzuroyi, where you give it to a third person, the shepherd, to watch it, that shemini achrei b'nei ha-mastalak, ha-fadi ha-tasei ma-yachleiku. Well, the Yechad Shiv creates a Malabayas. The roofing goes to his friend Shimon, and Shimon is the Muchzik now. He's holding on to them. Shah Moitzim Echaver Olavarai. The Loch Riz Amoitzim Olavarai. It's everybody agrees to. Lo Nechlu Kovir is the Machlokes of Tafin of Kiva. Ela Bechotzer Malabayas. The case where the animals right now are attacking in the Chotz of a Malabayas. That Reuven gave his sheep over to Balabas to watch for him. But V'roya Koyen, the Roya, the shepherd himself, is a Koyen over here. That's the Machlokes. So the Machlokes is like this. Rabbi Tafin Sover Aknuya Komaknele Bechatzai Roy, that the Israel, the owner of the Chotzer, even though it's in his Chotzer, his Machne gives over a portion of it to the Roy, to the Koyen, because he knows he's a Koyen. And when he has a Bechor born, he knows the Koyen gets it. So he's Machne Tim right now. So it's like it's Brishus HaKoyen, Brishus both of them. And the Chidib, why? The Nichalai de Lesavit Mitzvah B'mayin is happened that a Mitzvah should be done with his Nechosim. It's now considered like neither of them are mechzokin. It's like this reshus belongs to both of them, the shutfis. So it's like he gave it to a third person to hold on to it. And luckily there is, that you just put it down, it has to be a dinyach leikus, since neither of them are mechzokin. Here the pshat is both of them are mechzokin. So therefore we say achleiku. And Rabbi Kiva Sava, no. Kiva and Yisleif Seder. Since the Yisrael would lose out over here in this case, if he's makna the bechor to the kohen, loy makna loy midom, he's not makna tim with his own das. And therefore, if ever like yechad shepidu, it's a balabais. It's like a balabais. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next part also on the other side.